Can we say amen? Amen. Say it again. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. For you are God, you never change. Every day you're the same. Hallelujah. And I have something good to share with you today. Amen. Thank you, wife. Thank you, first lady. Amen. Hallelujah. Say this with me. God is good. And all the time, God is good. God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Say this, God, you're good to me. Thank you. Amen. Amen. We'll go ahead and dismiss the children. I want you to open your Bible with me to the book of Isaiah 54:14. Isaiah 54:14. And I don't plan to be long. That's not in my plan. But I don't plan to be 10 minutes either. All right. Amen. But I want to talk to you from the Word of God. My title this morning, Thou Shall Not Fear. I want to talk about what not to do. Say this with me. I will not fear.
I will not fear.
Amen. There's a lot of things you can do, but this is one that you shouldn't do. Amen. Notice the 54th chapter of Isaiah, and I want to read from my starting place, verses 14 and 15. Listen. In righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear. And from terror, for it shall not come near thee. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. And whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Fear, along with doubt, unbelief, which you will mention later on, is of the enemy. And when you find in the King James translation of the Bible, probably some of the others well, they say, fear God, really, from the original translation, that is to have a reverential fear. It really saying reverence God. Fear God is not a God, not a fear that you are afraid of God in the sense of being terrified of God, that he will destroy you, he will hurt you, he will harm you, he will do you wrong, or he is mean to you or cruel. Fear God, reverence God is to highly respect him, honor him. You trust him. You give praises to him because he's an honorable God. Did y'all hear what I said? So Notice the text here says, in righteousness thou shalt be established. And the writer here is, you know, is Isaiah. And Isaiah is talking about future events or something that will take place in the future. Israel was God's chosen people. As you read this 54th chapter of the book of Isaiah, you'll find out God was talking to them about something that their increase and spreading abroad and so forth, which we are not going to get into that today. But righteousness, he said, you will be established. What does it mean to be righteous? Well, the simplest and quickest getting to the point definition I can give you of righteousness is you're like God. God is righteous. And notice he said, you shall be established in that. And notice what he said, you shall be far from. Are y'all here? He said, you would be established in righteousness, and you should be far from oppression. Saints, children of God, believers, have no business being depressed. But when you don't know any better, then what happened? You'll wind up doing something that you shouldn't do. Am I right? But I want to talk to you this morning because God have done great things, and it's not good enough just to talk about the great thing he have done. But it's time for us to act on, receive, and live in the great thing that he has done. You are his children, and he is a good God. Would you agree?
Yes.
Well, then why are you experiencing those things from a God that is good and is tearing you up? It's destroying your life. It's confusing your life. It's calling you to act out of character. Why then? If God is a good God and he faithful, which you say, which you agree that God is a faithful God, then why then he's good, faithful, true, steadfast, unmovable, unchangeable, watch over his word day and night, doesn't sleep nor slumber, all the promises in him is yes and amen. Anybody in the house? He will not lie, will not change. Why then is his children living other than the way he said?